Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, available anywhere you go via the Odyssey app. And we are presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, December 2nd. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello. Happy Friday to everyone.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It is a football Friday, although we'll be tackling a lot of things non-football.
Mm-hmm.
Lars Eller is going to jump on at 6:45. Radio Insider. We interviewed him yesterday. But that's okay.
That's
Lars
good.
Joins
Radio
us
Insider.
At 6:45. Mm-hmm. We'll talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy at 7. We have John Feinstein at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Paul Dottino is going to join us. He's a Giants reporter for WFAN, so we will get the perspective from New York on mm-hmm. this matchup between the Commanders and the Giants. Huge NFC East matchup with playoff implications coming up on Sunday.
Big one.
So we'll talk to Paul Dottino at 8:45, and she's appearing at Exotica. She joined us 3 years ago in studio and then went out with AWOD. Lisa Ann makes her triumphant return to the studio at 9 o'clock.
Very good.
You know what's interesting about that? I'm sure you've seen, because you check all that stuff, but for some reason I guess because I'm tagged in it, Schwartzy keeps trying to invite himself in.
Yeah, he wants to shoot some video. He's welcome to join us and shoot some video if he wants.
He's like, I got a camera. Like, he really wants to.
Tell him.
I think he wants to try to smash Lisa Ann.
He's very eager. He's an eager beaver,
so to speak.
He's
the kind of guy that has the kind of game that could pull it, too.
I don't think it would be his first porn star.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it's really kind of bizarre. Like,
just out of nowhere.
I mean, they're just Instagram comments.
Yeah. I know he's trying to be funny, but when you post it like two or three times, there's like
Schwartz. He seems
there's
a
some will.
He seems a little thirsty.
He said there's some will.
Thirsty
to,
Schwartz. You know,
he's one of those guys. Like, I really like him. Yeah. He's a really down to earth, nice
mm-hmm.
dude
yeah.
who has carved out this amazing career for himself, like shooting video. This mm-hmm. guy was in our white boy rapper contest like 20 years ago.
And he was good, too.
And he's like a creative director. He's out shooting commercials and
yeah.
TV shows. He likes to, I don't want to break it, I don't hope I'm not hurting his game or anything. He likes to tag like strippers and like he
oh,
likes
I don't think
that.
Anything you're going to say is going to hurt his game.
Yeah, he's got
if
great
he,
game.
He's the same sort of guy that we knew back
yeah.
in the day.
But like he likes to smash like strippers and like porn stars.
That's his thing.
I don't have a problem with him coming in. Bring him in.
I don't either. I like him.
Kind of last minute now.
Yeah. If you're listening.
If he actually shows up. Yeah, I did see.
Well, dude, he's got 3 hours to
get did here. See an Instagram comment.
I'm sure he's sleeping.
I know. Check out our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. But I did see a comment where he said cameras.
Yeah, he's like, I got cameras. What were you gonna say? John?
He's whoring Ryan Clary.
Oh, Ryan's trying to come in.
That's Ryan Clary's dream woman, and Ryan's put in the groundwork here,
mm-hmm.
and he's planning on coming early and spitting game at.
Well, because
Ryan.
Listen, what do you mean? What work Ryan's a great guy, but
what work has Ryan done?
Well, he does the bit season show.
I know, but he said he was putting in work.
Well, that's what I think.
No,
what
no,
he means.
Like, yeah, he's just, yeah,
he's
like,
oh, yeah,
he's laying some foundation with Lisa Ann.
No, he just means like paying his dues.
He wants to shoot his shot, is what Drab's trying to say.
No, but I think Drab is saying he's put in his dues, working
and
on the show.
You're
going to
have this good looking guy who's.
Yeah, I mean, Schwartzy will blow him out of the water. No
respect.
That would be bad for the Stallion.
Schwartzy's game is elite. It just is.
Yeah, and I love the Stallion, but I think he would get pwned.
Used the line yesterday on Bit Season. Some boys look up to Superman. Some boys look up to Batman. I looked up to Lisa Ann.
That's a pretty good line.
He's funny.
Solid line for right. The Stallion.
Clary's funny.
Yeah.
He told me Lisa Ann looked like his fifth grade teacher.
Oh, so he's got a teacher.
He's got the hot for teacher fetish.
And we all know he likes older women, too.
9 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, he does like
now. Did he hook up with a grandma or something one year?
He hooked up with somebody that's, I don't know how old Lisa Ann is. I'm going to guess she's probably around our age. But the woman that Ryan hooked up with, I think it was in Hilton Head or Myrtle Beach, was like, wasn't she in her 60s? Like she was a
she was 65.
Yeah, she was.
And he made out. Hammered was he?
And he had to have been hammered.
Probably had 100 Miller Lights. He had to have been. But maybe that's just his thing.
I did notice. So I put stuff up on our Instagram page, on the Facebook page, and I put a Throwback Thursday clip of Lisa Ann on Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram and the Facebook page. It had the most views of anything, like recently. Like, there was Commanders material, there was Christian Pulisic,
right.
World Cup material, but the amount of views, like, on Facebook, it just blew it out of the water because it's Lisa Ann.
I don't understand that.
People get sites for porn.
It's porn.
And even though it wasn't porn on our show, it's just
porn
her talking about
flesh.
Tagging Marcin Gortat, former Wizards center.
That's wrong.
Oh,
it gets the most views. Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that her Q rating is that high at this point. Amazing.
Those videos live forever, B. Those videos are on the net.
I'll be honest
forever.
With you. In my glorious heyday, she was never on my radar.
Not really on mine, but I would guess in her genre, in her category, I think she's probably the undisputed queen.
I would say she's the
queen of the MILFs.
She might.
Was that the market she cornered? She was the top MILF.
Yeah, the cougar market and a lot of like stepmom type stuff.
Like she's the alpha
did she
female.
Do a lot, like I'll just be honest. Did she do like a lot of so-called incest porn? Like was that her thing?
Not a lot. No.
But didn't she start before she was in that category? She may have evolved
maybe,
into that category, but I feel
did.
Like
she did,
was around
she really, forever. She really found her niche when she hit her early 30s and then all of a sudden was doing the stepmom.
She was in the mature category.
Yeah. Did she start, I know nothing, I don't know that much about her other than I know she's famous. Did she do porn before she had a kid or two? Or well, I don't even know how many kids she has.
I have no idea.
I don't even know if she has after her kids. Does she have kids?
You can save these questions for 9 o'clock, EB.
I mean,
I was getting clubbed.
Why is she trying to?
What does that matter? Who cares?
I'm curious.
She's been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I don't know her backstory.
Does she shoot videos anymore?
She picks like winners.
Does she do videos anymore?
We can ask her.
You can ask her. But Ryan said that she was doing solo stuff on OnlyFans during the pandemic.
Ah.
That's what he said.
Okay. So he sounds like the real expert.
Yeah.
Probably made a killing, right?
People were clubbing me, though. I don't know how to edit on Instagram. Once I put it up, it's up. And I spelled Marcin Gortat. I think it didn't autocorrect, and it changed it to Marvin. It's a mistake. It's not a big deal.
It's fine. Tell people get
but you
themselves.
Can't edit it, right?
Correct. Okay. Once I put it up as the real, like it looked good to me, but colors, I did graphics, I put the video up. And it says Marvin Gortat.
Eric.
What are you going to do?
Marv.
I forgot. She skyrocketed popularity with this when Sarah Palin was vice president.
That's
she did
right.
the Nailin Palin.
No, that's right. Okay.
Oh, didn't she tag a, like yeah. didn't she also tag a couple like football players like a Notre
she did,
Dame
but that
guy
was much and, later on.
I know some of those like celebrity things, but I don't really like
that's how she
know
that's,
her deal.
That's when she got super
like
famous.
I know more about Shane.
That's
20 years ago.
Nobody knows about Shane anymore.
Exactly.
Tell me about Shane.
Remember, Shane was with
she had a world.
That was one of Seymour Butts' old girlfriends.
Little showboat.
She, you know, blossomed her. She was banging.
You know, I like the showboat a little
drummer
bit.
Drummer from Orgy.
She was one of the pioneers of
him,
Gonzo.
She was one of the pioneers of the Gonzo. Then she started Shane's World, and there were a bunch of girls that would go from college campus to college campus, Valdez's dream, and then just go to town on a bunch of kids in a dorm room.
I was always waiting outside Ellicott for that
EB
bus to come by.
EB forced me to watch this videotape. I do remember she was walking down a street.
Yeah.
With a female friend, and they wanted a cup of coffee, and they knocked on the door of the cafe, and the guy's like, "Sorry, we're closed," and they're like, "We'll do this to you if you let us in and give us some coffee." next thing you know, he's getting he's getting some favors, and then she gets
her coffee.
Cup of coffee with
cream.
Eric,
yes. I had to beat you to it.
My freshman year at Arizona State, our student body president got kicked out for appearing in Shane's World.
Shane Dunger.
Took a shower in the frat house with her or whoever.
I mean. Did he smash?
I believe so.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Did he sign a waiver?
Did he ever get into the video?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, no, I never saw the video. I just know the controversy.
Well, we should go look for it.
D. Woods just texted me and he said,
"Oh, D.
her
Woods
category, top three, Lisa Ann, Sarah J, and Jesse Ryan." I've never heard the third.
Yeah, I don't know Jesse Ryan. I only know Sarah J just because these guys talk
She's
about.
She's so like, heinous.
I know like Obama referenced her at some point, right?
Oh, yeah, black guys get sized. Hey, but I'll say no pressure. I've been checking out Lisa Ann's videos this week. Not her. Pro videos, like her Instagram.
Yeah.
Show her Instagram.
Yeah.
She's been hyping up her appearance on The Junkies all week,
saying how much she
loves The Junkies. It was a great experience a few years ago. Loves DC, loves the studio.
Probably because you didn't ask her to show
a
tease.
She loves Exotica DC.
Yeah.
She loves that
So
bit.
Hold on. I should know this, but because I know we had the girl that was linked to Trump last time that Exotica was in.
Yeah, well,
Stormy.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels.
We had Stormy in, right, for Exotica.
Yeah.
Is Exotica just a bunch of porno chicks? Is that what it is?
There's a lot
of
that, I believe.
It's kind of like...
It's a convention.
It's a convention.
For the weekend.
It's an adult entertainment convention.
Hey, you'd be psyched. Right. They have like a swinger station.
Anybody want to take the bet? You know where I'm going. I'll bet anybody. $1,000.
He loves this.
No, hold on. $1,000, Jason.
He loves
it. Are you betting on a listener showing up?
Chef will be there.
That's the safest bet.
I was going to bet $1,000 you were going to mention
that. If he's alive for when Exotica rolls
into
town?
Chef is aware. Explain again who Chef is. Chef is just a longtime listener of this show.
The horniest listener we have.
Horniest listener ever. He's a nice guy. Is he actually a chef? I don't know why we call him Chef.
I don't know what he's cooking, but yes, I'd be thinking some sort of cook.
And he's got the world's most graphic Twitter page.
Yes, he does.
Does he? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Like, who would put that on it? Like, his whole Twitter page is just porn.
Porn stars?
And he tweets it.
And it's not like Skinamax type porn. It's like
hardcore.
It's
hardcore.
The most graphic porn you can have. And he tweets them.
Mm-hmm.
He's like retweeting it, it's an appearance.
It's bizarre, but hey, it's his thing. That's kind of his thing.
Can you imagine? Like, the good thing is, I don't think anybody will know his real name from his Twitter.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
But if anybody there's no way you could work. You can't work in society.
Chef.
So bad.
Yeah, he has to have just like a solitary job where it doesn't matter.
I would beg, because I know Chef is a diehard. I would beg Chef to call in.
Chef would love to come down here.
He would love the VIP pass.
Chef needs to call in because I need to talk to him.
Yes.
I mean, I think
a lot of questions about his Twitter.
He might need an intervention.
He needs a Twitter vention.
The thing is Chef is such a nice guy, but he's just so sweaty and horny. You know what I mean?
Super horny.
When you see him.
How old is Chef?
He's 40s? Got to be in his 40s.
I would, at least.
He's aged along with the junks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the way,
I like Chef.
So, like him too.
So my buddy Vinny, you know Vinny and Joe P, my guy.
Yeah, Vinny and Joe.
My guy Vinny and his wife are in Key West.
Okay.
Vinny was he's a football coach out on Long Island and teacher, and he just retired.
Okay.
So he doesn't know what to do with himself.
I'm going to go get ham and down to the Keys.
Well, that's literally what they're doing.
Margaritaville.
He said they're doing a trolley tour, 13 stops. You stop and get a drink at every stop. Right?
That sounds way too intense.
So that's what he and his wife are doing.
19? Hey, where's Jack Danielsville?
Right.
So, Sambucaville.
So then he texted me. He said, so I had a chance to listen to the show. And I think he's talking about me.
Okay.
He had some blowhard talking Giants and dissing Saquon. I guess that was me, right?
Of course.
I wasn't dissing him. I was saying 3 out of 5 times.
He's going to beat you up in the next
tailgate. I think you said.
3 out of 5 times we've held him under 50 yards or something.
That you owned him or something like
that.
Well,
and 2 of the times he's destroyed us.
I said, yeah.
But he says, I'm sure that blowhard doesn't realize that the Giants get 2 starting O-linemen back.
Yeah, Evan Neal's coming back. What do you think about that, blowhard?
Plus their best edge rusher, plus 2 DBs, Giants by 2 scores, lock it up.
I love my man Kayvon Thibodeaux.
I don't know who the guys he's talking about, But apparently they're getting a rack of guys healthy for this game.
Probably at the wrong time for the Commanders.
Let me check their injury report.
They're getting two starting O-linemen back, plus their best edge rusher. Who's the edge rusher, Thibodeau?
Kayvon Thibodaux.
And two DBs.
It's actually Thibodeau.
Right.
Hey, we are packed. It is Football Friday. I mentioned the guest lineup. I did put the link to the video, the Throwback Thursday, on our Twitter, at Chunks Radio on Twitter. We have not one, but two $100 gift cards to Burton's Grill, which we're going to give away. And we're going to do that next, playing Witch Junkie.
Like this
very
game.
Complicated game.
Sounds very tough.
Witch Junkie. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll give away one of the two $100 gift cards to Burton's Grill, which I'll be there next Wednesday, 5 to 7 in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. So you can call in now at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Football Friday. We are packed with a bunch of guests, plus we have our Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up at 7:45.
Mr. Bickle, the Giants players that should be back are Adoree Jackson, Fabian Monroe, you already mentioned Thibodeau, I believe Evan Neal, and Shane Lemieux.
So those are the guys my guy
Mario's brother.
Talking about. Yeah.
They did have a couple of receivers, though, who were out of practice yesterday. Slayton did not practice.
Yeah.
And I believe Richie James limited. Yep. Those are top two receivers.
Slayton's one of the few guys left of the walking wounded in that wideout room. So they are very short on pass catches.
And even though they're getting those guys back, they're not 100%.
Right.
No, but you always are better, you know, when you're closer to full strength.
Of course.
So we'll get into that shortly.
It's going to be tight.
We'll get into what a win would mean for the Commanders' playoff chances shortly. But we have two $100 Burton's Grill gift cards to give away. Burton's Grill just opened up in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. Really, really nice spot with some great food, great atmosphere.
Book me.
We're going to play Witch Junkie. They have to get two in a row.
Okay. That
get
works.
Two right, and we will hook them with the gift card. Who's our first contestant?
Let me see. Let's go to Mick in Rockville. Hey, Mick.
Mickey?
I thought I punched him up.
Mick.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hello, Mick slash Nick.
Hey,
what's
buddy.
Up?
All right, so we unveiled our Spotify Wrapped list yesterday. Whose number one artist was Taylor Swift?
Oh, that's got to be Jason.
Ooh. Sorry.
That's incorrect.
I do love Tay-Tay, but no.
That is incorrect.
Let's go to the next contestant.
Cakes, who doesn't love Tay-Tay?
We don't need to reveal the answer yet because I might run out.
Go to Brayton Stafford. Hey, Brayton.
Hey, I'm thinking it's EB.
Ooh.
You can keep thinking that.
That is incorrect.
You know what? Might as well keep going with the same question. I didn't even ask.
Yeah, don't.
Go to Mike.
Don't burn the extra questions.
West Virginia. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. Same question. We unveiled our Spotify Wrapped list. Who's number one artist?
Cakes. Yes.
It was Cakes.
That is correct.
Now, Cakes did say that it was his family list, but it wasn't just his personal list.
No shame in liking Taylor Swift, my friends. She's a superstar.
Mm-hmm. All right. Second question?
Yep, second question for the win. Which junkie believes it's okay to use a sick day even if he's not sick?
Cakes again.
Winner!
That is correct.
Congratulations.
That was also
two.
Me.
There were
yes.
two. Yeah.
Two answers were acceptable.
Yes. Okay.
But he got it right. You get that $100 gift card to Burton's Grill, which is now open in the Kentlands. It's got a great bar scene, craft cocktails out of this world, happy hour with $6 cocktails, $7 apps.
I was 5% away from texting Drabby at 3 in the morning since it was a Friday, saying, you know what? Not feeling that great.
Silly three-day weekend.
It's a three-man show today. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, Burton's Grill, I'll be there next Wednesday from 5 to 7. Join me for a book signing. So we were talking about playoff chances and the Commanders and what this game would mean to them.
Mm-hmm.
The stats portend very well for the Washington Commanders. If they are able to win this game, their playoff chances boost to 87%.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
But I mean, nervous.
Yeah, 87% is basic. I mean, you're basically in.
Is it too good to be true? Is it too good to be true?
I don't think so.
I mean, I think they can win the game, and I think
they
will.
They definitely can win.
I think they will.
Whoa, Jace is going to pick the Commanders?
I think they win this game just because.
He's our favorite. He does like
Just done it like once all year.
I just think they'll split. And
so you think they'll win on the road and lose at home?
Yeah,
you're going to go with that?
Well, I'm just banking on the fact that usually they don't get swept,
right?
These teams don't sweep.
But why
each
are
other.
You pick? Usually, you're a big home field guy. Why are you picking them?
Just because the Giants haven't played very well in the last month. All
Giants
right, they're
getting tailspin.
They're getting some of these guys back.
You're tired of picking against my boys and losing too.
I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I just think I just think they win the game.
I think they're the better team.
And if they're 90% to get to the playoffs, man, I just think the defensive line is going to give Barkley some problems. But we'll see. I mean, if Taylor goes out there and plays a C-minus game, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. He's got to play pretty well. He's got to make some plays. But I think the defensive line is just playing at a level that's going to give Jones some problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they also... They found their identity, pounding the football, running the football, and they've encountered some defenses that aren't that good at stopping the run.
Well, also,
the Giants are another one, right?
The Giants, they can't score on offense. The only team they put up north of 20 on in the last four games is the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
In the other three games of the four, 13 against Seattle, they scored 18 against Detroit, they scored 20 against Dallas.
Right.
They just have a hard time putting points
on
the
board. Yeah, but so do we.
Now,
so that's why it's going to be close.
The spread is 2.5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know,
it's
going to
be a 19-17, 21-18, 21-19 type of game.
And winning a lot of those, if you wanted to bet on Due Theory, you'd bet on the Giants.
Yeah, but
I'm not trying to be negative. I want to win. I'm just trying to keep my expectations in check. That's all. This game scares me.
Oh, you said that about the Texans game, too.
Correct.
It should scare you. I mean, it's
correct,
division game.
Because I think that we're solid. I don't think we're much better than solid.
Well, if Barkley has 53 like he had in the Seattle game or 39 like he did in the Dallas game, the Commanders are coming out winners. If they hold him to around 40 or 50 yards rushing,
right,
which they've done, game is over.
3 out of 5 times.
Now, if he goes out and drops 120 or 130 on them and a few receptions and he gets around 150
well,
total
yards,
that's
bad. One
game he
ran for 180 and caught one for 90.
Well, if that happens... then it's a Giants blowout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't blow out anybody. So I just don't – I guess it's in the range of outcomes, but it's probably less than 5% that happens.
Barkley's probably the biggest factor, but to me, I initially think of Daniel Jones running because that has been a thorn in the side of the Commanders. He's ripped off long ones against them. I feel like if they can limit that, offense.
So I'm guessing if the
– shut down the vanilla
– the Commanders' playoff chances are 90%, with a win, I'm guessing the Giants are about 90% with a win.
Probably so,
because
they've got a half-game lead right now on the Commanders.
Yeah.
I never know what to make of those percentages, though. I mean, I know it's different, but like you'll watch a game in-game, there'll be a minute left, and you're 98% to win,
right,
and something crazy happens, and all of a sudden you're a big loser.
They better buckle up the run defense, because we saw what Mariota was doing to them on the ground in the Falcons game. And Daniel Jones can do the exact same thing.
Well, but right. But that's the good news for the Commanders because they face so many mobile quarterbacks. This is not new. It's not like all of a sudden, oh, wow, we got to really focus on this because we haven't played a mobile quarterback yet. They've played Jalen Hurts twice. They played Mariota. Who else have they played just off the top of your head that scoots around a little bit?
Fields.
Tannehill's athletic.
Well, they Tannehill's don't run as not much as big a threat.
It's not new, but the, Fields for the fact that Mariota was gouging them at certain times during the last game is cause for concern. Like, hopefully that's something that gets rectified during practice.
Mm-hmm. Mariota was impressive.
He was impressive running the ball.
Throwing the ball. Yeah.
Not throwing it, but running, he was impressive.
Sorry, Drab. I know you like to defend your guy from Hawaii. I understand.
I think his place is solid in the NFL. I'm not worried about Mariota at all right now.
Oh, he'll play for the next decade if he wants to, and he'll make millions. He's just not that good.
Not as a starter, he won't.
No, he'll be a high-end backup or, like a spot starter.
Yeah.
Like he's a little bit better version of Heineke.
He could go from team to team and be a bridge guy.
Yeah.
Which may end up being what Carson is. I don't know.
And look, they're still in the mix for a bad division title. I wouldn't expect them to win it, but they're still in the mix. And they got the Steelers this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat the Steelers at home.
Right.
So, but as far as the Giants are concerned, if they're getting some guys back, it's a huge game for them.
Where are we? What are the guys saying, like with St. Juiced? It's some of our guys. Like Chase, I expect nothing from him, even if he plays. I expect nothing. But, like, what about a guy like St. Juiced? Is he close, or is he going to be out another week?
You're the hit-the-skins guy.
I know. I just don't know. Like, did he practice yesterday?
Remain sidelines. I don't think it's looking great for him.
He's not playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't practice on Wednesday.
He's not playing.
The arrow on him is pointing down.
Yeah, he's not playing.
Well, but lucky for the Commanders, I just don't think the Giants are a huge threat through the air.
Right. They're not. But the Giants do give up yards on the ground.
Right. Right.
So Robinson and Gibby got to have good games.
Well, Gibby missed practice yesterday, too.
I would expect them.
I don't know if that's a maintenance day or if it's something serious.
Well,
but
I hope to have him. But, again, I like my guy Jonathan Williams.
Jonathan Williams, he should. In his very limited sample size, he does well.
Thank you.
Back padding machine. There it is.
I noticed that right away. Saw one carry in the preseason. I said, you know what? I like that guy.
Jason saw him carrying sushi out of his favorite restaurant. He saw that
He's
carry.
Got, like, big dreads, right?
He's got pretty long dreads.
Yeah.
He was wearing a hat. Uh-huh. But I did see him creeping out of the back of the hat.
Dude. There's a reason why that guy's carved out a career, even though it's been like as a journeyman.
Yep.
For a long
time. Just a massive game, though. Massive.
Oh, it could. My wife wants me to go do something church-wise on Sunday, and it's going to a different church, and it could be far away. I just don't know if I can risk it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I could risk it. Coming back at like 120 or something. Like, that's not.
Yeah, because then you'll be behind in the game.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. The early voting, we did a Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Very simple. Who you got? 79% like the Commanders right now. This is on Instagram.
That's a lot.
Sports Junkies Radio. Nobody's blown away by the Giants. Everybody has thought, could be proven wrong, that their early start to the season was fraudulent. That they were...
Or they got
lucky
banged
to
up,
win games.
Or they got banged up, and that's why they've lost a few.
Not many people feel that way.
Let me see if they have any impressive wins. I'm going to look at their sched.
We talked about that yesterday.
Check the impressive
wins.
Remember,
they won one game when they went for two at the end.
They beat the Titans.
That was the Titans game, the opener.
Yeah, they beat the Ravens, came back and beat them in fourth quarter.
That's impressive.
They beat the Panthers, not impressive.
No.
They beat the Bears, no bueno.
I mean, common opponents,
Bears will fight, though.
They beat the Packers.
I still credit
opponents. These are the same teams that the Commanders beat.
Even though the Packers have a bad record,
they beat the Ravens. I'll give them credit. That's a solid win against a solid team. They beat the Jags. The Jags are not as big a joke as people think they are. They won at Jacksonville 23-17.
I mean, seriously, the wins, that's like four or five wins they have in common.
They beat two teams that the Commanders lost to.
Tennessee.
The Titans.
And the Lions. We had that one. We gave it away.
Was the Lions
Your boy Carson blew that one.
Fair enough.
Maybe it was just one. But, yeah, I mean, you can only play who's on your schedule.
I understand. Yeah.
I basically considered we played the Titans to a wash. I mean, they get the dub, but
you lost, we gave it away. And it was a home game.
We should have won. I'm sorry. We gave it to them.
This is a massive, massive. And
no,
I'll tell you why.
We were like 98 to percent to win, but we gave it to them. That's fine.
And think about it: if Washington loses this game and Seattle beats the Rams, who they're not playing anybody,
right?
All their backups are playing because they've quit.
Well, and their quarterback, I mean, God bless him.
Yeah, I mean, Cup's out. Aaron Donald's not going to play. So if Seattle, now it's a road game for Seattle in L.A., but they are favored. If they win, they're 7-5. They're back into the playoff mix, and Washington's chasing.
Commanders need to keep winning, keep pace, stay on that playoff
And Seattle still plays the Rams again and the Panthers at home.
Ooh. That's cupcake city down the stretch.
Now, they
for
do
them.
Have to play the Chiefs and the Niners again, too. So
okay, now that
got a couple
portion
toughies.
Is hard.
But if they can win those three games and they got 9 wins then, and Washington loses.
If they win this first one that shows that we're legit, we are going to find a way to get into the playoffs.
If they win 90%. This game, EB, you need to start making playoff plans.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
You need to at least make soft playoff plans.
But I honestly think
what do those entail?
I don't know.
Getting some dip.
Blocking off your entire yeah. weekend.
Going to Minnesota.
What if we do a road trip?
A roadie?
If we do a show, like a bar in Minnesota or something.
You think we have money to do a road trip?
Right. No chance.
You've seen the stock price.
Jason Veazey hit me up, our old producer.
Right.
And he said, are you guys coming out to Arizona? He lives there and works in radio out there. He said, are you coming to Arizona for the Super Bowl? Going to do radio
Did
road.
Did you laugh in his face?
I said, look, I don't pay much attention to it, but there are others that talk about stock prices and this and that. I was like, I doubt it.
Yeah,
it's probably not
That was
happening.
A quick and easy answer.
Yeah, that's a big no.
But good to hear from you,
but
JB.
But Mr. Bickle, it's a big one. It's a big
I
one.
I would actually, if the Commanders were on a heater, I would pay my own airfare to go somewhere, and I would pay some accommodations.
Good. That makes one of us.
You guys wouldn't?
No chance.
Well, they're going to be on the road probably throughout the playoffs, barring some sort of miracle where the Eagles lost a bunch of games and somehow they could win the division.
Yeah, I wonder if...
I think right now they would be set to play the Vikings.
Yeah, I think they would go to Minnesota.
I would take a flight to Minneapolis to see my man Kirky. I've always been Team Kirky.
All right. Cakes and I will go. We'll be roving reporters.
Cakes will be rooting for Kirk Cousins.
No. He's just doing a bit.
I'll be objective. I'll be right down the middle.
He'll be doing the gritty when Kirk connects with Justin Jefferson.
I'll do this bit.
Cakes and I will fly out there. We'll do a show from the Mall of America.
I'll bet against it. I'll tell you that.
Hot topic. Oh, nice.
I know the air. I know all the not the tunnels, but they have those bridges, those indoor bridges.
You know Minneapolis? Right. You've been?
Been, yeah.
It'll be 30 below.
I've been to Annapolis. I've been to Indianapolis. Never been to Minneapolis.
Go there, Cakes.
It's Annapolis I haven't been to.
I've been there a couple times. I'll give you a tour of the city.
Take me under your wing.
Coming up at 7:20, we will open up the phones to the Commanders fans and find out if they believe the Commanders can knock off the Giants. We got Kevin McCarthy on the movies coming up at 7, but next we'll hear from Laura Zeller, Capital Center, here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. And we're joined now by Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Visit rudysgolf.com. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. Lars is checking in.
Good job,
from
Kixi.
The left coast out in Seattle. What's up, Lars? How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hello, Lars.
So it had to feel good to break the road losing streak. It was at six games. You guys basically you schwacked the Vancouver Canucks a couple nights ago with a resounding 5-1 win. That had to feel good for you and your teammates. Ovi Potts, two goals in that game.
Early goals. Another one from Mantha. I believe Lars was on the ice for that.
Exactly. So tell us how it felt to get the monkey off your back and finally get a win on the road after a while.
Yeah, it felt great. I think just the way we played the game, I felt like we played 60 really good minutes. We were able to get a good start, get ahead early in the game. And we scored five goals. That was important for us. We played that Capitals style hockey that we're used to seeing, a little bit more back to our identity, where we have these long attacks and we dominated, or at least we're better than the other team 5-on-5, and that was the key to winning the game. So that felt really good. I think if we can replicate that in Seattle, I think we have a really good chance of getting 2 points again. So that was very encouraging all around.
Well, congratulations, Lars. You got 200 assists for your career.
Nice.
That's awesome. Your helper was 200th point as a Capital as well. Man, you've been a steady third liner option for years. And at 8 points, 34 shots on net, 33 hits, 16 PIMs, and a -4 rating through 24. Hey, I'll tell you what, man, 200 career dimers. You got to love that, and congratulations on that, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, a lot of accomplishments, all right? Mostly Ovi, which just is what it is. I watched, post-game. I think you guys were almost surprised when Coach Laviolette said that he passed Wayne Gretzky as the number one road goal scorer. What was that like?
Yeah, I didn't know that was... that he did that was surprising to me. If you catch Gretzky in anything,
right,
it's a big deal. So road goals, I didn't know if he knew. So that was pretty special. He's always, it feels like every time he scores, he's passing someone and something, but sometimes it's
just old hat,
top 10 or something. But yeah, you catch the great one, and that's a pretty big milestone in anything. So, happy for him, and seeing him getting going here with a couple of goals, really good for him.
Joined by Lars Eller. And Lars, I don't know that we've talked to you about your post-game tradition on wins with the rope. Can you explain what's going on there?
Yeah, so every year, Lavi comes up with some something, and this year was like we all have to have our hands on the rope. Don't let go of the rope. Everybody's going to pull in the same direction. So he went down to the Arlington Fire Department before the season started, and he got this the rope from the firefighters. And so we carried this with us everywhere, and the player of the game gets to carry the rope around here until the next guy gets it. So that's it.
So, Lars, you're in the midst of the longest road trip of the season for the Caps. How long does it take you personally to adjust to playing to the West Coast time, with you guys being in Vancouver and Seattle? Does it take, you know, half a day? Does it take a day to get used to playing to that Pacific time zone? Or is it something you guys are used to after traveling all these years as NHL players?
I feel like going east to west is fairly easy. It takes me maybe a day. You wake up early, kind of the first day on the west coast, you know, because of that time change. But going back west to east, that can take me some time, a week or something like that, to get adjusted with the sleep again. It's kind of weird how that works. But while we're here, I've been feeling pretty good, no problem. But when you got to go back, that kind of certainly disrupts my sleep a little bit, and I think for a lot of the guys as well. So that's a little harder.
Lars, I know a couple of weeks ago when we talked to you, you kind of pointed out 20 games being kind of a point in the season where you kind of know what you are. This season maybe is different because you have so many guys who've been out. How do you assess where the Caps are now and kind of your potential?
Well, I would assess it the way that it hasn't gone like we hoped for these first 2 months. Like you said, we've had a lot of been dealing with just feels like an incredible amount of injuries, really. I know we did sort of last year too, and guys were in and out with COVID all the time, but at least they were only out for like a week or something, maybe 10 days, and we were able to overcome that. This year we just haven't had the results that we'd like to, but I feel like we've been trending. Now we won, I think, 3 of the last 4, so I'm starting to see some more positive signs of our game, and we're getting a little bit more better results. At the same time, there's teams in our division that are a lot better than last year, so I think it's going to be a battle right down to the stretch here, but I'm confident in our group.
Lars, what's it going to be like reuniting with all the ex-Caps that are on that Kraken roster with Grubby, Schultz, Burakovsky, and Spronger? It's like Capitals West Coast edition out there.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll be fun. It's always fun to see some of the familiar faces on the other side. It'll be my first game playing here in Seattle, too. I was in COVID quarantine last year, so I'm just excited all around for this game tonight. They're a high scoring team. I think they scored nine in LA the other night.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think this is going to be fun. I'm just excited.
In a 9-8 game, does the defense just kind of take the night off? I mean, how is that possible?
I was saying the same thing. I remember a few years ago we had a 7-8 game in Pittsburgh, and 9-8. It's just hard to imagine these days where I feel like teams are just really trying to play good defense and block shots and defense first and all this, but not that game the other day. So I don't think we'll see a lot of those games, but it is fun to see when it does happen. I got to admit that.
Lars, it looks like the blueprint is pretty clear for you guys. You're 10-1-1 when you score 3-plus goals in a game. So, like, that, whatever you guys did against Vancouver, that's just got to be the template and the blueprint going forward, right?
Exactly. I've been feeling the whole time like our identity as a team, like, we're a high-scoring team. We're at our best when we're scoring, you know, 3-4 goals. We can outscore the other teams. Like, of course, we gotta play strong defense. But we we're a team that are capable and should be scoring a lot of goals. And so when we do that, we're winning more than often, and the team is rolling. And we had a lot of games where we just haven't been able to capitalize on our chances. But, you know, and we've been doing that a little bit more often than we did in Band. And I think we can do that again tonight.
Lars, are you over your period of mourning for Denmark getting beaten by the Socceroos from Australia in the World Cup? Yeah. And I know it's a soft spot for you. I apologize.
Soft spot or sore spot?
Either one.
Yeah, soft and sore.
Oh, I'm not nearly over it yet. No, it's tough, really tough one. I think they the boys, they're just underperformed a little. I think they're probably more disappointed than all the fans and the country. They expected more of themselves. So some teams, you know, you're gonna have upsets, and some teams are gonna underperform, and they didn't perform this time around. They did so well in the Euro Cup last year, 2 years ago. They made the semis, and so the expectations were high. And
So what do you think about the Americans getting to the knockout, and they're going to play the Netherlands on Saturday morning? What do you think about that matchup?
I'm happy for the U.S. team. We saw some of the game against Iran here on TV the other morning, and all the boys were pumped. I said, most of you guys only care about soccer like 3 weeks every four years.
Correct. Well, throw the Olympics in there too.
Yeah, maybe the Olympics, but I'm happy for the U.S. team. I hope they beat the Netherlands. I think there's a chance for an upset there. I think the Netherlands probably favorite, but I think it's not an impossible task for them. So, and they're riding, they're just riding a wave right now, feeling good about themselves. So, it's definitely possible.
All right, Lars, best of luck on the rest of the season-long road trip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank
you. All right,
you.
Bro.
Yep.
That's Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals, brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Visit rudysgolf.com. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria.
Rudy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.